Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Our Town, Our Truth, the third and final show in the Black Matter series. Today, we will be interviewing a special guest, Natasha Law, owner of the Juice Branch and candidate for Catskill Village Trustee.
We will kick off our show after the local news and stay tuned at 6:40 for Bounce By Books for the Hudson Area Library.
We're not. This is the final show in our three-part discussion of Black Matters. My name is William, and today I'm joined by Anthony and Phoebe. We will be interviewing Natasha Law, an independent candidate for Catskill Village Trustee and co-owner of the Juice Branch. Welcome to the show. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Hey, everyone. This is Phoebe. Thank you for having me on the show today, William. I appreciate it. Sorry to our listeners for some of our technical difficulties, but luckily Tom from Wave Farm is hooking us up. Before we jump into our interview with Tosh Law today, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that WGXC, who is the radio station that sponsors Clubhouse Radio and lots of other great programs, is doing their two-week pledge drive. So we have 2 weeks to try to get as many monthly sustaining donors as possible. I think that WGXC is an amazing platform for so many different community voices to be heard. We've had a great experience working with them to get this show up and running. Don't take the technical difficulties too much to heart, or give us money so we can fix them all, have more Toms running around when we need them. Long story short, they're looking for monthly sustaining donors. It's a two-week pledge drive. Even $5 a month can make a huge difference. So if you're able, please consider becoming a sustaining donor by calling 518-697-7400, or you can make a donation online at WGXC.org. So with that, I'm going to kick it back over to William and to Anthony, who are going to introduce Tosh Law to us and kick off our conversation for today.
Yes. So Tosh, how
are
you?
Hey, Catskill, how's it going? I'm good.
Okay. So, look, before we even start this interview, I just have to say thank you for coming by, and we welcome you here at the Youth Clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. So, look, I know a lot about you. I'm sure everybody else in here does, but won't you tell the people, the listeners, you know, about yourself?
So I'm from Catskill. I was raised here, and about 9 months ago, I opened up the Juice Branch in Catskill on West Bridge Street, and it's been really great. I opened it up so that way kids had a place to go after school, and I am currently also running for Village Trustee.
Mm-hmm. So would you mind telling the people what Village Trustee is and, you know, the duties?
Yeah, so a Village Trustee, there's five of them, and right now there are two up for re-election, and a Village Trustee pretty much handles all of the business in the village. Mm-hmm. They handle the bills and making sure things are paid, and also mm-hmm. at the same time, they're in charge of organizing events, such as like food truck drives and that kind of thing for people to do in the village. So it's a community events, and also they're in charge of parks and recreation and mm-hmm. policing and all of that stuff. Everybody works together as a team to make sure things run smoothly in the village.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. What motivated you to run?
I've always been super involved with the community and trying to do community work, and I feel at this point I've already done as much as I possibly can, and being in the position of a village trustee, I'll be able to do more, and it'll be easier for me to be able to complete things that I would like to do.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in our previous conversation, I know, you mentioned the caucus. Mm-hmm. Right. So for the listeners that may not know what a caucus is, would you mind?
Yes, I didn't even know what a caucus was until a few months ago. So a caucus is an event where the political party that you're running in holds, and it's an election for the mm-hmm. most part, but it's an open election right there. You find out the decision at the end of the caucus. Whoever wants to run, say, for that position, so for village trustee, anybody is welcome to go and show up. Mm-hmm. And you give a little speech and say what you're running for, why you want to run, and the people who are affiliated with that party then vote. They put their name, the name that they want, into a box, and you are the chosen candidate at that point, and they say, we are who you want to be able to run for the trustee position.
Wow. Okay, so what was your experience like? Or was it your first meeting? What was the experience like?
It was my first caucus. I really didn't know what to expect. And on the night of the caucus, it was a huge snowstorm. Mm-hmm. It was snowing like crazy. And I was really nervous that people weren't going to show up. So I was making phone calls and telling people, like, hey, I'll come pick you up if you need a ride. Like, you got to get here. There's no rescheduling of it. Because that's one thing I learned as well. You can't reschedule it. Once an election is set, that's it. It doesn't matter what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's that date and that time. When I did show up to the caucus, there were 50-something people there, mm-hmm. which they say is the most that's ever shown up at a caucus in mm-hmm. the last, at least, decade. So I was really pleased with that. And a lot of people showed up that were, you know, minorities that were my friends. And mm-hmm. besides that, there really aren't a lot of minorities involved in things like this. And the question is why? Like, do they not know that these kind of things are going on? So... Mm-hmm. We're all trying to work together and try to make sure, like, elections such as village elections, everyone's aware of them at this point.
Okay. So, you know, if elected, you know, what are some of the key issues that y'all plan to tackle?
Key issues that I plan to tackle are as far as organizing community events for the children. When I grew up, there were things to do in Catskill, and there's really not a lot of things for the kids to do, mm-hmm. places to go. So my goal is to have businesses open up that are geared towards children and activities that are for them to be able to do, where they're actually paying taxes to provide these services to the children. Also, I want to work on cleaning up the parks and recreational things for the kids as well, because the parks aren't in the best condition right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a major goal for me.
Okay.
What are some things you kind of, like, experienced in, like, the political community?
It's really good as far as village-wide. It's pretty good. I mean, everybody's very open. We're pretty much bipartisan, a lot of us. We all believe in people, and... That's what's good about the village, is that everybody doesn't say, okay, you're a Republican, so I'm not going to vote for you. I mean, some people are like that, yes, but for the most part, people look at somebody and say, you know, you're a good person, and I know that you have these values, and I know you're going to work hard to get these jobs done. So everybody kind of works together as a team, and it's been really good.
Why do you think people should care about village elections and not just, like, the big elections, like presidency and things like that?
Because village is where you live. These are things that are going to affect you directly. I mean, yeah, like being like the presidential elections, they affect you, but it doesn't show much of a difference. You're not going to see things like you do hands-on, like you do as far as in a small community. So a lot of people don't show up and vote for these type of things. I mean, we have over 4,000 people that live in the village, and there's generally only around 1,100 people that actually show up to vote. So my goal is to try to double that number this year.
Yeah. So what's your support been like around in the, you know, in the village?
It's been really good. I mean, it really helps that I've grown up here and I know everyone, and also that me owning the juice branch, a lot of people know who I am. So it's been working really great as far as people coming into the shop, and, you know, they're excited to see that I'm running. Mm-hmm. And I also bartend, so that helps a lot too. People come in and they talk to me about things, and mm-hmm. I've been knocking on doors and meeting people and talking to people and just going out in the public, and I always get greeted pretty well with everything. Everyone's really supportive of the fact that I'm running.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I wonder, like, so how do you juggle it all? Like, all you know, the business and all your, you know, community engaged things and volunteer work, how do you, you know, and running for village trustee, how do you juggle it?
Lots of coffee and ginger shots. That's my life. I know it's tough. I mean, because I do have two children as well. But mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been a go-getter, and I like to stay busy. If I'm sitting around doing nothing, my mind's going, and I can't sit still. So the more things I have going on, I feel like the more focused I am. And mm-hmm. I get things done that way better. I feel like once I have that little time to slack, I generally slack, and that's not a good thing to do. But yes, coffee definitely helps. I drink it all day long.
What are some things like you want to like improve like around the village? Like, is there anything like specific that you want to like kind of like touch on and things that you would like to improve?
I do, yes. A major thing are the abandoned buildings that are kind of all over the place. I'd like to see those get filled and, if not cleaned up and not look so abandoned, whether or not we just hang artwork from local artists in them, the windows to make them not look abandoned. The streets need to get cleaned up. The drug issue needs to get cleaned up from the parks in general. There's no lines painted on half of the roads. The roads are pretty messy, so that's a main thing, too. If you want people to come to the village and see what the village is about, you have to make sure it has a good appearance. So I've been working with Cultivate Catskill, as far as especially Westbridge Street and rebuilding Westbridge Street up, and hopefully we're going to be planting lots of flowers and trees and stuff in the future on the west side to try to group it all together so it's not just Main Street.
One of the things we've been talking about on the show recently, and I think it's coming up around this, is like, you know, how we have to deal with, you know, with economic development and growth is coming into new communities. Like, how do we ensure people have been here for generations when it was maybe because it's affordable or because they've been here for a long time, you know, still feel like they have a place here. And I like love your idea of like, all right, like, can we have abandoned buildings be a place that are community oriented or, you know, things that are there to actually bring people forward? But yeah, I'm just like curious how you're thinking about that issue, how the experiences of neighboring towns like Hudson that have seen a lot of rising housing prices, people getting displaced, just how you're thinking about that in the context of Catskill.
Well, I was speaking with some of the other trustees and people who are involved in that, and, you know, a main goal of us as well is doing some affordable housing. Not subsidized housing or anything like that, but affordable housing where working people, they can actually live and afford to stay here. So that would be things that have to be built. There are several different properties that have been looked at already, and they're looking into maybe possibly building, like, mini, like, condos, per se, and, like, have everything there that they need where they can still afford to be here and then shop here. And, you know, it's like a misconception. Like, if you walk into the shops, a lot of the shops are quite affordable. A lot of people, I think, are just kind of nervous to walk into them and see what's going on. But if you walk in, you might see it's only like a couple dollars more expensive than Walmart, but it's a much better quality of things and stuff like that. So, I mean, just getting the people out there and getting everyone involved and seeing what's going on is a big thing. But affordable housing is definitely needed, and it is a goal for the future for the village.
Yeah, you got a question? Go for it.
Yeah. Like, do you like take time to advertise like some things that are going on in like the village and like political things and like community activities and things that people can participate in?
Yes, I am extremely active on my social media pages. Mostly on my business page. My Instagram page, The Juice Branch, it's all lowercase letters, The Juice Branch. And if you go on there, you'll see different types of things that I'm organizing and what's going on in the community. We try to post on there several times a day just to keep people involved and let them know what's going on. I don't really use my business page for my political stuff, but I do use my Facebook page for that. And I'm always posting on there and getting people involved in things as well. I am organizing an Easter egg hunt that's for the community that's going to be happening the Saturday before Easter at 12 noon, and that's going to be on Main Street and loop over to Westbridge Street. And you'll see details of all that on the business page and my personal Facebook page as well. And there'll be flyers passed out around town and just to get the word out. And then I depend on you kids to let everybody else know, too, about what's going on.
I know we're starting to like wind down at the end of our time. I think we have a little leeway to go a little over 6:30. Cool, but maybe you can remind us like when the election is, where people can vote. Remind us why this is an important election for people to care about.
Yes, so the voting day is March 19th, and it is at the Senior Citizen Center on Thompson Street. And you can go to vote anywhere from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you are not a registered voter yet, I suggest you go to the Board of Elections, which is on Main Street in the county building, and go register, because there is a cutoff point as far as that goes. I believe it's about another week from now where you can actually go and register to vote. And then just make sure you show up and come vote, because it's important because you live here. So you want to make sure that you're choosing the right officials to help you out.
So, for the voters, do you have to, like, do you have to live in the village, or who can...
You have to live in the village. You have to live in the village. You can't live in just Catskill, like the town of Catskill. It has to only be village.
Cool. So very local, very specific, but like a lot of opportunity, it seems, for your role to impact a lot of issues that we care about. So
yes.
Thank you so much for coming out. Super appreciate having you. Hope the campaigning goes really well for you.
Thanks. I'm super excited to be here. I'm glad you guys invited me.
Yeah, if you win the election, we'll have to have you back and have a different conversation about what that would look like on the show.
So, absolutely. I'm down.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll kick it back over to our host, William, to bring us home with some shout outs. Thank you, Tosh.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making the radio program possible. To all the listeners, the next 2 weeks is your opportunity to make a sustaining pledge to WGXC to keep the radio program and our show going for years to come. You can become a monthly sustaining donor. Just $5 a month goes a long way. By calling 518-697-7400 or go online at WGXC.org. Also, shouts out to Tasha Law and all the people who are running for office to try and make our community a better place. Also, thank you to Darius and Kingston for the sound engineering for today. And also, shout out to the Hudson Clubhouses and our clubhouse and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green for supporting our program. And today's show also...
Hello, Scott here. I just wanted to give a shout out to Ski Wyndham. We went up there last weekend and snow tubed with the clubhouse. And also a big shout out to the Wyndham Movie Theater. Thank you, Patrick, who also hosted us at his movie theater and game room. It was awesome, awesome weekend. Had a lot of kids, had a lot of fun. And Mountaintop Progressives for hooking us up with the right people to... make the fun happen. So thank you.
Cool. So that is going to wrap up our Town Our Truth for this week. You can tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. Or go to WGXC 90.7 FM to catch our show. This next week will be censored. Silvery, why don't you let the kids know how they can get involved?
If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Tuesday and Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
Stay tuned for more local news up next, and Bound by Books at 6:40 in the meantime, enjoy Glory by Common and John Legend.
Thank you, Darius. Yeah. Woo! Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, everyone.